Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I belong to neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine one moment for something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just all blackness. Just all blackness.
That was close. And what in the fuck was that at the end? What the hell was wrong with that man?
I think we need to call this in. We almost...
I'm only going to say this one more time. Keep the higher-ups out of it. They entrust us to deal with situations like this. And we've done just that. We got the data we came for. Do you understand me?
Yes, Mom.
If that wasn't the definition of a clusterfuck, I don't know what is.
Well, we did get the data we came for, so that's something.
I suppose that's all that matters.
So what now?
We go back home and send the report. Then wait for further direction, I guess.
Fucking unpredictable schedules, covert operations, hush-hush missions. All the machinations of malevolent men and women bent on world domination. They're just pulling our strings, man. Manipulated marionettes moseying about the world in mental malaise, waiting for the next mandate.
The schedule is a bit hectic, I admit. But I suppose that's the job. Excuse me, sir, where are we going?
Winnipeg Airport, sir. We were told when the mission was over to bring you there so you could return home.
I see. Thank you.
I'm afraid I won't be joining the rest of you at home or base or whatever we've come to call it.
Wait a second. What? What are you talking about, Mum?
Well, I did as you asked and used my contacts to track down our lovely missing obscurum, Dorsey's Palace. It seems I've been able to track down a lead, but I'll need to go to one of my safe houses to pick it up.
So you just figured you'd mosey on out there all by your lonesome and get this lead? And of course you wouldn't do anything untoward while you were away.
Need I remind you, Miss Vespertine, of the brand your people mocked me with? I can do nothing against the Esoterium. That also means I can cause no harm to our charming little group here. I can't even try to escape, or this lovely blessing the One Church bestowed upon me will make my life unbearable.
I don't care if they put 1,000 curses and a goddamn medicine ball on you, Mum. You're not going out there unsupervised. I'm...
Please, Helena. We're all teammates and...
No, Vance. I'm sick of this he's the same as us shit. None of you have been around the Walks of the Dark. Yeah, you heard of them and read reports of them, but I've been up close and personal with them. And I can tell you one thing with certainty. They are nothing like us.
But Helena, we cannot.
We can, and we will. You have no idea what I've... I'm simply saying they can't be trusted under any circumstances. You'd all be better off understanding that. If you'd seen the things that I've seen, you'd already know that.
Well, I understand your perspective, Helena. This is not a dictatorship, and as far as I know, no one has elected you leader. So, perhaps a bit of democracy would solve the issue. Why don't we simply take a vote?
I think that's a fine.
Oh, there's no need to squabble about little old me. If Miss Vespertine wishes to keep an eye on me, then she's more than welcome to come with me to Tacoma, and we'll procure the package together. How does that sound?
I'm not sure that's a good...
deal. I'll accompany Mr. Mum to Washington, and the rest of you can head back home. Vance, I'll give you the report packet. I trust you can blow a whistle.
Yes, but Elena, I don't think...
Very well, then. Y'all can head back home while Mum and I get this package.
Vance, do you think Mom is going to try and kill Helena?
Quite frankly, Felix, I think it may be the other way around. Helena, please be reasonable. I really don't think this is a good idea. You two are volatile.
Well, according to you, Vance, he's just a harmless little snowflake.
Don't put words into my mouth, Helena. You know goddamn well I don't think that. But tempers can flare and get out of hand, and...
And what, Vance?
Look, I know you carry that Glock with you. If...
Ah, oh, I see now. You're afraid I'm gonna do something to him. The being who's an incarnation of malevolence won't harm a fly, but I...
You know that's not what I'm saying. Just be careful, that's all I'm saying.
While I don't trust Mum, I trust the One Church's brand. If he tries to touch me, he'll suffer pain like he's never experienced before.
I guess.
Hey, Mum, when's the next Zeppelin to Tacoma?
I'm afraid there isn't one. There's only one to Seattle. It departs at 7 a.m. We'll rent a car to drive to Tacoma. It's quite a scenic route, though. You might enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I'm brimming with excitement.
Fence, would you kindly mind going over some of your findings with me on the ride home?
Certainly, Gretchen. I have to be honest, you seem to be quite interested in this data. I've never seen you so... eager. Is there a reason?
I've worked with Disconnect Energy my whole life. I've studied it, tried to understand it, and this, well, this is a new development. I'm simply eager to investigate it further.
I see. Well, I'd be happy to go over it all with you. Perhaps we can come up with some viable theories.
Of course.
You've been quiet, Felix. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just don't like the intercom guy. He's kind of a jerk.
What do you mean? He's just calling people to the desk and announcing delays.
No, of course. I'm just being funny. You know me. Plus, I hate flying, so do you still have that Valium?
Of course, Felix. I kept it knowing you might need it. The Zeppelin leaves in about 45 minutes. Maybe take it once we're aboard?
Yeah. Great idea.
Well, this is where we part ways. Vance, just be sure to blow the whistle and leave the packet by the window. The higher-ups will take it from there. And be sure to keep us abreast of what's going on. We're only a few states away. How long should this take, Mum?
A couple days, tops.
You heard the man. See y'all in a couple of days.
Stop resisting and hold fucking still, you whack job. Let me go! I'm not fucking crazy. I'm not. Please, just leave me alone. Let me go. Shut the fuck up. This one's real fucking loon. Jesus, this darkness shit has really fucked people up. You know, they're criticizing us for taking care of these maniacs. What do you mean? Yeah, they're calling these places wasting houses. Like we're abusing these people. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with them? Let them fucking run amok? I don't know, man, but this one fucking bit me the other day. Here we are. Throw him in here for now. No, I'm not fucking crazy, you fascist bastards! Let me go! Let me... Come back! Come back! Don't leave me here! I'm not crazy! I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Oh, now I wouldn't say that.
What? Who are you? Where are you?
Oh, it's not an insult. You and the rest of us, we got a different frame of mind. A tunnel to China dug in our brains. We can leave any time we want.
What do you mean?
Our experience of the world is a synthesis of external inputs and neurological mechanisms that interpret data. That's all. Most people, well, they just have the one algorithm, the tired old formula for boring old humdrum reality. But people like me and you, we've got hundreds of algorithms, tons of different ways to interpret those inputs. We can go to any world we want. No walls can hold us, man. Madness is just the word normies use to convince themselves that they're superior. They're just jealous they're stuck here. But us, we can go anywhere, man. Anytime. Our minds are fucking intergalactic time travelers riding waves of stardust across the cosmos.
I guess, but what about the device? It's supposed to...
Forget that thing. It's a collar, a leash. They don't want you to transcend. See all the dots they don't want you to connect? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I guess, but maybe... No, this isn't real. You're not real. Let me out of here.
Oh, Felix, there's no sense in denying it. We're chosen. All of us, together, we can change things. The world's not what it used to be. It's all bendy now, like clay or taffy. We can make it what we want. Here, I'm gonna write you a little something. A little piece of inspiration that always keeps me going.
How? We're not even in the same room. How are you gonna get it to me?
I told you, Felix. Walls can't hold us. Not even reality can.
No, I don't want this. I don't want this. Please, let me out. This isn't real.
No worries, Felix. Here it comes.
No!
Are you awake? We're almost there. Can I come in?
Yeah, come in.
Figured I'd check in. I knew you were a bit groggy last time. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay, well, someone's sending you love letters.
What?
The letter on your nightstand. You got a secret admirer we don't know about.
What letter?
The one right there.
Where? What the hell? Yeah, just a letter from a friend. Yeah, a friend. I just like to keep it by and read it once in a while.
Oh, okay, well, best get your stuff ready. I'll meet you out there.
Okay. Thanks. What the fuck? In a mad world, only the mad are sane. Akira Kurosawa. Oh, fuck.
I don't know about you, Miss Vespertine, but I've always enjoyed a nice car ride. I've found Germans make the best automobiles. In the days I was free, I was always partial to BMWs. I'm glad the Assyrtarium was so amenable to my request. These vintage cars are quite difficult to come by these days.
And look at that. You didn't have to kill anyone to get it. That must be a unique feeling for you.
Yes, I must admit the process of procurement isn't as exciting as I'm used to. It'll do nonetheless, though.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry they weren't able to accommodate your more murderous preferences. Perhaps next time.
Ah, your incessant obsession with my unorthodox proclivities. Though, your assessment of me is a bit off. I do not kill for pleasure, though, I must admit, it is enjoyable, but I did it out of greed.
Well, my mistake, Mum. I guess that invalidates all my criticisms. Murder is perfectly fine if it's done for the purposes of material gain.
I do find it odd that you lament the lives of the people I've murdered. In your own words, they were low lives. I would think you'd appreciate me, trimming the hedges and all.
Doesn't do any good to trim the hedges when it's the weeds doing the cutting.
Clever, Miss Vespertine. Very clever.
So what is this lead you found?
It's a surveillance tape of the man who allegedly facilitated the deals to procure Dorsey's palace.
Interesting. And how did you procure said tape?
I did what you asked. I used my contacts on the dark market, twisted a few arms, and poof, there it was.
And you're sure this is our man?
One can never be 100% sure, but the particularities of this crumb seem to match the cookie we're looking for.
And why didn't you just have the tape sent back home? Why Tacoma?
A precaution, of course. While I am well respected in my field, to get such respect, one must necessarily make enemies. I'd rather said enemies not show up at my front door. I have many such safe houses, so if this one gets compromised, it's not that big of a loss.
I see.
You were expecting a different response, yes? That I was leading you into a trap, a setup to kill you. I don't need to be able to see the truth when it's so plainly spelled out on your face.
Like you said, just taking precautions.
Of course. One cannot be too careful around the walks of darkness.
If you're fishing for some kind of apology or concession, Mum, you're barking up the wrong tree. The others haven't seen your like I have. Haven't seen what you'll do when you're unbound, unshackled.
Quite true, Miss Vespertine, quite true. When given my freedom, I am a slave to my darker impulses. For that is what I am made up of. Another's darkest dreams, another's heinous compulsions. That is my essence, you believe. So, am I really to blame for my actions? Can I be held under the same moral microscope as, say, you?
I'm not Gretchen, Mum. I'm not gonna entertain some lofty philosophical perspectives on the nature of good and evil. I'm a pragmatist. You are evil. Very simple. As such, all your actions, your self-determined ones anyway, are antithetical to our goals. As such, the moment that you stop being useful is the moment that I will put you down.
Spoken like a true one, Churcher. I imagine that perspective comes in handy when an off-color comes moseying in on that monochrome world of yours. For instance, the interrogation of Jeffrey Stammers would normally pose a bit of a moral dilemma for someone with a more nuanced moral perspective. But a pragmatist such as yourself, why, they could justify just about anything as long as the ends justify the means.
Oh, it's gonna take a lot more than that to get under my skin, Mum. I did what I had to do to get the information we needed. But go ahead. Keep on looking in the dark. I got nothing to hide.
Oh, it's gone deeper than beneath your skin, Miss Vespertine. It's in your shadow. The darkness a person cannot admit. The part of you the sun cannot touch, for it reels from corruption. Poor Mr. Stammers. Just a human puppet of some walk of darkness who had the unfortunate privilege of having some information he shouldn't. Even more unfortunate for him was that you had just recently gotten the news that your mentor had disappeared, presumably killed by a dark form. Oh, how you wanted someone to pay. How that anger bubbled up into your veins like a stinging venom. And there was prone little Jeffrey, at the mercy of your beloved Brotherhood of the Razor. Oh, part of you questioned the morality of torturing a human, especially when so young and in such a compromised position. It really wasn't his fault. But someone had to pay for your beloved Elowin. Someone had to bear the wounds of your broken heart. Tell me, do you think Jeffrey lived? Do you think he'd want to after that unnecessarily long interrogation?
Is that all you got, Mum? Because I'm not gonna let you get to me.
The tightening grip on your Glock seems to infer otherwise, Miss Vespertine. Just think, you're only 5 pounds of pressure away from ridding the world of a devil like me. And the only thing to remark upon my passing is a shadow a few hues darker.
Obscuary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Steve Anzalone and Kelly Bear. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MaelTopia. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Meltopia.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.